Well, welcome back to Chapter 6 of the Plain English Study Guide for the Amateur Radio Technician Class License. My name is Richard Clem, W0IS. I'm the author of that book, and we're giving you a little bit more supplemental information to help you study for the test. To read more about this course, please visit our website at W0IS.com. Chapter 6, we talk about the different modes used by hams. And mode is just the type of transmission that you're using. And probably the most common one that you're going to encounter initially is phone transmission. And hams call it phone, which is really short for radio telephone. And phone is just another, or radio telephone is just another word for voice communication. There are actually two common types of voice transmission. Two common ones, probably the one you'll get introduced to first, is FM, frequency modulation. The other one is single sideband. Single sideband is actually a form of AM, amplitude modulation. For long distance communication, if you really need to pull out a weak signal out of the air, that is usually the most efficient kind of voice communication. There are two types of single sideband. There's upper sideband and lower sideband. And most transmitters and transceivers will have a switch to allow you to switch between the two. There's no law in the United States about which one you have to use, but normally on 10 meters and on VHF and on UHF, hams use upper sideband. That's just something that you need to know. One thing you want to know is that a single sideband signal has a bandwidth of about 3 kilohertz. That means you take up 3 kilohertz on the radio dial when you transmit a single sideband signal. FM takes up a little bit more space. What's normally used on repeaters is between 10 and 15 kilohertz. So if it asks what's the typical bandwidth of an FM amateur radio signal, the answer is between 10 and 15 kilohertz. Single sideband is permitted on most amateur bands. Single sideband is difficult to tune in because you have to tune slowly, because you have to keep tuning the signal until the pitch of the person's voice sounds just right. Many transceivers have a kind of a fine tuning adjustment for that called clarifier, or RIT, which stands for receiver incremental tuning. The clarifier or RIT are just used for fine tuning, making sure the pitch of an SSB voice is correct. Most inexpensive VHF radios are FM only, frequency modulation. If you want to communicate long distances and really pull in the weak signals, then you want single sideband or CW, Morse code. But for local communication, FM is the most common, and it kind of provides noise-free communication. If you want one radio that covers everything, well, that would be a multi-mode. So if you find a multi-mode VHF transceiver, that generally means that it will do single sideband and CW and FM. But for local communications, FM is the most common, with a bandwidth, again, between 5 and 15 kilohertz. The deviation, an FM signal has something called deviation, and that basically means the loudness of the signal, and it affects how much bandwidth the signal takes up. But the deviation of a signal is the loudness. So if you hear somebody tell you, boy, your deviation is really low, that means they can't hear you very well. You're not very loud. So that deviation pretty much means loudness. One thing you have to know is that an FM receiver has a part inside called a discriminator. The discriminator is the thing that picks up FM signals. So if you're reading a test and it says, which one of the following has a discriminator inside? Well, the answer is an FM receiver. I mentioned that some people might tell you that your deviation is too low. That means you're not loud enough. Well, sometimes if you're breaking up, your signal is breaking up and they can't hear you too well. What should you do if they tell you that you're breaking up? Well, you're breaking up because you might be talking too loud, because when you talk too loud, you're actually using more bandwidth. So it's kind of counterintuitive, but if somebody is having a hard time contacting you on FM, you don't talk louder, you actually talk quieter, and you might actually get through a little bit better. So if somebody tells you that you're breaking up on audio peaks, what you might want to do is try talking quieter, and you might be able to make it in. If they tell you that you're over deviating, again, talk further away from the microphone, or talk less loudly. CW stands for continuous wave, and it really, when hams say CW, they're talking about Morse code, International Morse Code. Morse code can be sent with a straight key, an electronic key, or a computer keyboard. CW has the narrowest bandwidth of most modes. The CW signal is about 150 hertz wide. Some amateurs transmit fast scan TV, those signals generally take up a bandwidth of about 6 megahertz. And the type of video that's most commonly used is NTSC. In other words, the old-fashioned analog video that we used to use in the United States. Hams still use that quite a bit for transmitting TV signals, for fast scan TV. You have to know the bandwidth of various signals. For SSB, remember I said that the signal is about 3 kilohertz wide. Well, therefore, if you have an adjustable bandwidth on your radio, a good optimal setting for that would be 2400 hertz, which is the number closest to 300. For CW reception, the optimum setting would be 500 hertz. Remember that the narrower bandwidth is going to be CW. There are some digital modes covered on the test. Packet radio uses something called a terminal node controller. PSK31 is a mode that's covered on the test. PSK is a low data rate transmission method. The PSK stands for phase shift keying. Other modes on the test are that might be mentioned just by name on the test. These are digital modes. MFSK, packet, IEEE 802.11, FT8, and JT65. FT8 and JT65 are part of something called WSJT suite. WS stands for weak signal. And they're used, right now FT8 is very popular. The thing you need to know about FT8 for the test is that it operates on 15-second intervals. Usually for these, you use a computer sound card to do that. One thing that's on the test, you need to know that broadband hamnet is a network using commercial Wi-Fi equipment. So if you use Wi-Fi equipment, put it on the ham frequencies, use it as part of your amateur station, that might be part of broadband hamnet. A beacon is a station that transmits just to test propagation. Some questions on space communication. Hams routinely talk to hams on the International Space Station. You're allowed to do that with your technician license. You can communicate on satellites. There are many satellites, and they use different modes, including SSB, FM, CW, and data. The low Earth orbit satellites use FM, and even with an inexpensive handheld radio, you can communicate through satellites. So when you get tired of talking to all the people locally, try to get your radio set up for satellite communication, and you're communicating directly with the satellite. Satellites might have a beacon that they're sending out information such as the health and status of the test. When satellites are moving fast, there's a Doppler shift. The frequency of the signal can change depending on whether the satellite is going toward you or going away. So you need to know the Doppler shift is something that happens in satellite communication. Spin fading, if the satellite up there is spinning in orbit, the signal might fade in and out as it fades. I mentioned with your FM handheld radio, you can communicate with low Earth orbit satellites. talk to other hams through this satellite. LEO stands for Low Earth Orbit Satellite. It doesn't stand for law enforcement officer. It stands for Low Earth Orbit. It's a kind of satellite. You don't want to use too much power when you're in a satellite, because that's bad manners, because you might block others from using the satellite. To see if you're using the right amount of power is listen on the downlink and make sure that your signal strength is about the same as the satellite's beacon. That means you're using about the right amount of power. One thing you need to know is that, satellites, usually you transmit on one band and receive on another. Mode U/V it means that the uplink that you transmit on is UHF. You're transmitting on the 70 centimeter band, and you're listening, the downlink is on VHF, the 2 meter band. So most of the low Earth orbit satellites you use will be mode UV. You're transmitting in UHF and listening in VHF. There's a trick question on the test. Who is allowed to receive telemetry from a satellite? Anybody's allowed to receive telemetry. You don't need a license in this country to receive signals. So the answer is, who can receive telemetry? Anybody can, because there's no law saying that you can't receive signals. Well, with a couple of minor exceptions that don't apply here. But if you want to listen to a satellite, you don't even need a license to do that. Anyway, that concludes Chapter 6, talking about some of the different modes used in amateur radio. In our next chapter, Chapter 7, we'll talk about some different operating activities, some fun things that you might want to do once you get your amateur license. For more information about this course, once again, be sure to check out my website at wzois.com.